Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Welcome in. Trevor Rush Hour Hauer, filling in for Joe Beamer just for today on News Radio 930 WBEN, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. We have a lot to get on, you know, we got a lot to get going for us here today. We have a lot to discuss today, and I feel like first things first, we do have to mention what's going on the roads. Perfect enough to have the traffic guy here from 1 to 3 today to let you guys know what's going on the 290 West. There is a multi-vehicle collision there. Exit 4 at the 990 approaching the UB campus, the 990 interchange there in Amherst. The right two lanes are blocked. Partially the left lane, too, is what it looks like. I'm looking at the camera right now. It looks like partially the left lane is closed. There's a lot of vehicles moving very, very slowly, even on the rumble strips as well. Very, very slow-moving congestion. But looking at the scene right now, looks like maybe it's either a tow truck or maybe it's a landscaping vehicle that is off on the side, on the right-hand shoulder. We do have a pickup truck in the ditch as well. Looks like multiple vehicles involved in this, and just an interesting type of crash that you would see when it's sunny and 70 degrees out. But yeah, we do have multiple maintenance and emergency vehicles here on the scene, but there's a lot of people that are stuck in this traffic. And if you are stuck in this traffic, feel free to call in 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We're only seeing delays lasting just beyond Millersport at this time. Sort of approaching Sheridan Drive, but if you are on the 290 West and you are approaching Sheridan Drive, be prepared to at least come to a complete stop or move at a snail's pace right now because, yeah, multi-vehicle collision once again on the 290 West, exit 4 at the 90 or at the 990 just outside of the UB campus there, involving a pickup truck, which is in the ditch. Looks like we have a landscaping vehicle there off to the right shoulder. We have another truck involved and another car involved. There's a lot of people standing around, so please be mindful in there. But again, the right two lanes are currently blocked right now and partially the left lane. Looks like they're setting up cones that are kind of interfering with that far left outside lane, so there's a lot of people driving on the rumble strip, so just take it easy going through there. We do have a texter on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board that said a tow truck was possibly hit. Well, it's either that or, yeah, one of those landscaping vehicles, but I do have a pretty good view via the NITEC camera, and that is exactly what we are seeing right now. But a lot of maintenance vehicles, just a lot of people standing around in the roadway, actually. So if you have to travel that way on the 290, at least heading west, if you're heading towards Grand Island or if you're heading towards Colvin Boulevard, somewhere in Tonawanda, please be very, very mindful when you are driving through that spot. And if you are stuck in traffic and maybe you need a place to vent or a place to just describe what's going on, feel free to call in 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We do have a lot to get to today, just in a two-hour window here. I want to talk to... Well, a little bit later on, maybe in about 5 minutes or so, but we will be talking to WBEN's own Brayton Wilson. In case you've been living under a rock, Highmark Stadium, in case you haven't been listening to the station all day long or maybe the last couple days, the Bills have formally opened the new Highmark Stadium. The ribbon cutting did take place at 10 o'clock this morning, and I've seen a lot of the videos on social media of Bills insiders, Bills reporters that were taking videos of the main concourse area, looking at the end zones, looking out at the field. It looks beautiful, and we will get Brayton Wilson on the line to discuss that. Also talking about the 11-day power play, too. We have a big matchup tonight. WNY Media All-Stars versus WGR 550 at the Harbor Center for the 11-day power play. I believe this is day five, about halfway done through the 11-day power play, still looking to pass the $14 million raised since the game's inception in 2017, but a big matchup tonight, Western New York Media All-Stars, which is captained by WBEN's very own Jim Fink, versus WGR 550 down the hall, which is going to be the team that I'm playing for. That is the captain of that team is Alan Davis. So we got a big matchup here. Big in-house rivalry going on between Jim Fink versus Alan Davis. That should be a lot of fun. If you do want to show up and you do want to support the 11-day power play, feel free to come out tonight to the Harbor Center, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We're going to be out there playing, and just like what it sounds like, 11 straight days of nonstop hockey, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, you know, it goes to a great cause. We'll get more into that once we talk to Brayton Wilson on the Bison Automotive Live Line. We also want to talk a little bit about music. There was a big icon in music that did unfortunately pass away yesterday that I did want to discuss, and just a whole bunch of things that we can try here. But yeah, so if anybody is stuck in that traffic, once again, the 290 West at exit 4 at the 990 in Amherst, sort of near the UB campus, sort of near our Amherst studios here, there is a multi-vehicle crash there. The right lanes are currently blocked, partially the left lane as well. A lot of people pass on the shoulder, a lot of people driving on the rumble strips in that area, and delays right now are actually going past exit 6 at Sheridan Drive. So if you are in that area, feel free to call in 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Trevor Rush Hour Hauer filling in for Joe Beamer. Always a great time whenever I get the opportunity to fill in for Joe Beamer 1-3. He filled in for David Bellavia today, got his 4 hours in, and he'll be back tonight for primary night. So it is a big big night here in Western New York. And feel free to just listen in all night long, all afternoon long to News Radio 930 WBEN. Then of course you have Tom Bowerly from 3-6, who's a legend in the Buffalo area, at least. But joining us on the Bison Automotive Live Line here, we do have Brayton Wilson live from Orchard Park in the South Towns. Brayton, how are you?
Not too bad, Trevor. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. You've had a pretty eventful morning, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so. It's started out early out at the stadium to get a look at the new Highmark Stadium and get a special look at what's to come for Bills fans and everybody else coming down to the stadium in years to come. And it really is a sight to behold for sure.
And we have seen a lot of the videos, at least a lot of people that are on social media. It's all over Facebook. It's all over X, all over Instagram. We've been seeing a lot of the videos of the ribbon cutting ceremony, just walking around the main concourses, maybe looking out at the field. What was one thing about the stadium that really stuck out to you that maybe is unique to this stadium that you really didn't notice in the past Highmark Stadium?
I think just the modernization of the new facility. This facility is truly state of the art and truly unlike anything that anyone here in Western New York is ever seen, unless they've gone to other stadiums around the NFL. Like, for instance, I mean, a couple of years ago, I went down to Indianapolis and I saw a Colts game at Lucas Oil Stadium there. And that stadium, I think, opened in like 2006. And that was technically at that time state of the art. And it still is a very nice stadium to this day. But I mean, that's compared to a stadium here in Orchard Park that was built in 1970s and opened in 1973 and was, let's just face it, very outdated, even into its last stadium or into its last year this past football season. And yes, the old Highmark Stadium had its charm, but this new stadium just has everything that's up to date. New tech, new state-of-the-art sound system. The lighting is different. You know, the sound, I mean, they talk about how the noise is just going to be loud in that stadium. Even the music that was playing, it just felt like it was bouncing off the walls, and it's just incredible. It's nothing like anyone is going to experience or has experienced, again, unless you've been to another stadium in the NFL or maybe you've been to Tottenham Stadium, which Terry Pegula has made mention that this stadium is very much kind of modeled after. But unless you haven't been to one of those stadiums, you're not going to experience anything like it.
Well, Brayton, I will say I did see the video of, I think it was the picture that you took that I saw, and it overlooked the entire field. And if you want to see it, it's on Brayton's X account, if you want to follow him on X or Twitter, whatever you call it nowadays. But my first thought when I saw that was, it didn't register in my brain. First of all, I forgot that you were there. Second of all, I thought it was a picture of maybe like a World Cup field that I saw. The first thing that came to mind was, this looks like a soccer stadium. This looks like something that could host a World Cup game. So that really does bring in, you know, the modernization of the new stadium. It looks so much better aesthetically, I want to say. It's got a little bit of that, wherever the Miami Dolphins play, it's got a little bit of that in there. It does have a little bit of Lucas Oil Stadium energy in there too. But it's very, very modernized, but it's not boring at the same time. It looks really, really good, and it looks like it can be used for multi-purpose.
Yeah, so let's remember the first thing is with this stadium, it's football first. It was designed with football in mind. So everything that is in that stadium is catered to the Bills and catered to any sort of football event. Now, when it comes to soccer, I'm not too familiar with field dimensions off the top of my head when it comes to soccer. I don't know if it would be big enough to hold a field, quite honestly. I'm sure that it probably has a little bit of wiggle room to be able to host a soccer event there. And I know that Pete Quelly and others have talked about the possibility of doing other events outside of football, like a soccer game at the new Highmark Stadium. And listen, a soccer game there, given the World Cup environment, if they're able to accommodate a soccer field there, that would be an incredible environment for a soccer game at the new stadium. But yeah, other than that, there's talk about other events that they want to do there. And it's not just on the field. They want to do other events at the stadium, conferences, weddings, other meetings that they're going to have in some of the suite areas that they have in the new stadium. So that facility is going to get used, and it's going to be widely used for a number of different events. And again, the intent was for it to be football first with football in mind. And they did a phenomenal job. The people at Populous, the people helping with the design and everything that went into managing the construction of that stadium, the workers that were, you know, giving their hours and everything, putting it up, they did the work, and it is going to leave people in awe once they get there for the first time.
And you can definitely tell. We are talking to Brayton Wilson, WBEN's very own Brayton Wilson, on the Bison Automotive Live Line. Just talking about the stadium here, you could definitely tell that it's Bills-oriented. The blue and red seats, they look gorgeous. It looks great. I am just saying, though, the New England Revolution and Major League Soccer do play in Gillette Stadium, so I thought I'd throw that out there. I think, and then Inter-Miami, I believe, does play at Hard Rock Stadium, too, so that would be cool if the MLS ever wanted to come to Buffalo. Just kind of casually putting that out there. Give me a reason to watch another Buffalo sports team. I will pay attention to that. But like you mentioned, Brayton, The suites look great. The main concourse looks really, really clean right now. And I'm also going to say this. The first preseason game, I believe, is against the Carolina Panthers. And looking at ticket prices right now, $117. So get them while you can. That's August 15th, I believe, is the first preseason game being played at the new stadium. But I do also want to mention this, Brayton, the 11-day power play. Me and you are lacing up the skates tonight for Team WGR 550, taking on Western New York Media All-Stars. WBEN's Jim Fink is the captain of that team. And about the 11-day power play, how special is this event to you, Brayton, personally? Because I'm only in year two of this. I'm also on shift number two this year. But I know this is something that you really, really enjoy playing every single year. And how special is it to you?
Yeah, I mean, this event, I mean, this is what, year number 7 out of 10 that we've done this, or maybe year out of 6 out of 10. I mean, I've been doing this for a while and played every year with Team WGR. It's a special event. It's a special event for Western New York. And I know that this time of year, there's a lot of different things going on for fundraising events. I know that Ride for Roswell is coming up as well. But the 11-day power play, to me, is a really, truly kind of special event in my eyes, just because I'm a hockey fan and I love hockey and I love to play hockey whenever I get the chance and the opportunity to. So to be able to get the chance to strap on the skates and go out there and have some fun. And I was kind of joking around with somebody earlier where, you know, the pace of the 11-day power play is a step below beer league hockey, and that's the perfect pace for me. So, because I know that a lot of beer league players probably did play competitively at one point. So this is nice where, hey, some people can go out there and be super competitive and go out there and try to score some goals and have some fun. For me, I'm just going out there. I would like to score. I haven't scored in like 6-7 years now at the 11-day power play, but I just go out there. I try to have fun while we're also doing the good work to help raise some money for cancer research for Roswell Park. We're also benefiting people like Camp Good Days, Make-A-Wish Western New York, and also the fine folks at the I believe it's the blood disorder program for Golisano Children's Hospital and Roswell Park as well. So, the 11-day power play is one of those events that I look forward to every summer, and getting the chance to fundraise for it and contribute money for a very good cause is rewarding and fun as well.
No, it definitely is. And I mean, I know a lot of people are playing for other people. My mentality is I'm out there skating. I'm skating around for those that physically can't do it, and just to raise a lot of money. I mean, I played the first shift, I think it was 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. last Friday, and that does seem like a grind, but it's nothing compared to what these people that are battling cancer are battling every single day. But yeah, I mean, looking at it right now, over $13 million raised over 9 years through the 11-day power play. This is in its 10th year as of right now. 890 kids sent to Camp Good Days. $8 million donated to Roswell Park Research and Wellness Programs. So this is big, and we only want to make that number just a bit bigger, too. So if anybody is coming out to the 11-day power play, whether to play or watch, feel free to check out the merchandise stand. I know a lot of that money goes to those foundations as well. And it's always just nice to come out and support. We know that the Stanley Cup Finals are done, and if you want your hockey fix here, even though it's really not competitive hockey like you're used to seeing, and kind of like how Brayton phrased it, maybe a step below beer league, it is still hockey nonetheless. You get music playing all throughout the arena. It's at the Harbor Center. I know the Junior Sabres play there, so it's a pretty little tight-knit environment, but it is going to be cool. This is my first time lacing up with a station down the hall with WGR 550, and I mean, I've played on WGR's, I played on Derek Kramer's team a couple of times, but this is my first time I'm playing with WGR. So, and if you can, just raise as much money as you possibly can. Brayton, are you specifically playing for anybody this year? Because I know there's a lot of people that are doing that too.
Oh yeah, I mean, I always try to keep it very broad. You know, I don't have anyone who's personally right now being affected by cancer, which is a good thing. But yeah, I always just try to play for those who are fighting the good fight against cancer and really trying to, just stick with the fight and keep up the work to beat out cancer, and also fighting for those who are fighting to eradicate cancer at Roswell Park and those that are trying to put the efforts, the doctors, the scientists, whoever it is that's trying to find the cure and trying to find a way where those who have cancer can live continue to live healthier lives and better lives, even though they're fighting this battle, they're in good hands and they're being taken care of. You know, I've had family members in the past who have dealt with cancer. Many of them have, you know, pulled through and they've survived. You know, my wife, her great uncle a few years back did succumb to his cancer battle. So I played for him a couple years ago. And, you know, it changes every year just because cancer affects everyone. It doesn't matter whether you may be the healthiest person in the world or, you know, your loved one is directly affected by cancer, or it might be just your neighbor or your friend that is directly affected by cancer. Everyone in one way or another is affected by cancer. So, you know, to go out there again, to be able to fundraise money, to be able to help out and contribute to a cause that is near and dear to many people's hearts, that's why I play personally.
No, I couldn't have said it any better. I mean, no one as of right now in my personal family, thank God, is dealing with any of this stuff. But there are a couple, you know of someone that has unfortunately succumbed to cancer, and like, or maybe a friend of a friend. It really does affect everyone. So just coming out and supporting the 11-day power play, maybe buying a hat, maybe buying a T-shirt, all that money goes to cancer research. So just come out. Have a good time. It's 11 straight days of hockey, which is unbelievable to think about. A lot of people that are triple shifting, quadruple shifting, that's always a great thing to see. But Brayton, looking forward to seeing you tonight, and thank you for hopping on with us.
Hey, thanks. And by the way, I will share this too, just according to what I'm seeing on their website right now, $1.51 million already raised, and which is just great, adding on to the $13 million that's already been contributed over the last 9 years. So adding on to the total right now, and I think the goal is around $1.7-ish million that the 11-day wants to do. So for people that are listening out there, if they're able to contribute and they're able to chip in and contribute to the cause, that would be really greatly appreciated. But, Trev, I appreciate you having me on.
Of course, Brayton. Thank you so much for calling in, joining us. I will see you later tonight, my friend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good.
All right. That is WBEN's Brayton Brayton Wilson, excuse me. My bad. Yeah, so, I mean, just a lot of great people. You know, if you want to put a face to a name, you know, you'll be able to see us out there. That's going to be cool, even though, I mean, a lot of us are rocking the full cage helmet. So you don't know what we look like. You want to see us in person. It's always fun to just come out to the Harbor Center and watch us play. But, yeah, it is great. And what Brayton just said, I mean, We're almost 200,000, just 200,000 short of our goal this year. And we have 5 days remaining of this 11-day power play. So that is always a great sign. Again, come out, support, and feel free to donate too, because, I mean, any money that's related to cancer research is always good. No matter if it's $10, $20, however amount you want, all this is going to a good cause. But on the other side of the break, we do have some other things to talk about. A big loss in the music world. We will get into that coming up after the bottom of the hour news with Tom Puckett right here. This is Trevor Rush Hour Hour filling in for Joe Beamer 1 to 3 just for today on News Radio 930 WBEN.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.